Welcome to Astonishing Flashbacks. I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Ash.
And we just watched Ashley's film.
I chose a film today that I think you liked or would have liked and that I think would give you a little mind fuck.
All right, so what film did you pick?
I chose The Lobster.
And this is a new movie.
It's not that new.
It's not that old.
No, I didn't go.
What year was it?
2015. Directed by a foreign person named Yorgos Lanthimos.
Lanthimos.
He's the same director.
It's a movie from Ireland. Okay, $4 million budget.
Yeah, it's...
That's because we're both looking at the Wikipedia.
But this guy is the same guy who did The Favorite. Now, you remember how weird that was?
Okay.
It was weird because they had their little bisexual. Okay.
When did you discover this movie?
I actually watched it right after we went to go see The Favourite in theaters.
Now I remember hearing about this movie back around when it came out. I heard it was really good. I just never got around to watching it.
Yeah. Oh.
Not at all what I thought.
No. Nope.
Did you like it?
Oh, when I first watched it, I loved it.
When you watched it again, did you?
I still liked it. But when I first watched it, all I kept thinking is, you have to watch this movie. You have to watch it. It's so freaking like, what?
Okay, so basically the premise of this movie, for those of you who haven't seen it, is that if you don't get married.
So it's called The Lobster because you have to choose an animal who you're going to be when you don't get married and you stay in this hotel.
Yeah, you have to get married by a certain age.
No, you have to get married within the 45 days of staying in the hotel.
But why do you go to the hotel?
You go to the hotel.
If you're single?
If you lost your wife. Basically, you can't be single in that city.
Yeah, this society doesn't like single people. So all single people are sent to this hotel, and if you don't find love in 45 days, they turn you into the animal of your choice. But you could get extensions if you capture runaways.
Yes. Or if you capture
for every
loners,
runaway you get
another
day. They call
day.
Them loners, you get an extra day. Now, Colin Farrell chose a lobster because he liked the sea and he wanted to live 100 years.
Yeah.
His brother fell and was turned into a dog.
And that's who he brought with him. His name's Bob to the hotel.
So, the one dude, okay, so he met two friends.
No, will you just explain the movie and then we can go into
okay,
it.
Okay, so he gets there.
Yeah.
And he finds out you have this
the
many
rules.
Days and this and that. And so he makes some friends.
Basically,
some guy
the hotel
friends.
Is to show you that you're better off
being, in a couple.
Being with someone.
Society does not like single people.
Right. Which, if you think about it, I mean, that is pretty true.
Yeah, so his one friend lies about, because there's a girl who has a bloody nose.
Well, you have to have capabilities.
Yeah, okay.
Compatibilities.
No, first, I'm just going to give a brief overall of the show. Then I'm going to start talking about the things that weirded me out.
Okay, so
he has friends, and they all have to, I can't even do it.
Did you like the movie?
I did.
I couldn't tell. You kept being bored and looking at your phone.
It was very slow.
It's just like The Favorite.
The Favorite wasn't this slow.
Well, okay. You want to know what?
Here's what bothered me about them. Okay, look.
Okay,
look.
Fine.
I love the movie. So basically, we start off at the hotel. He finds a girl he thinks is compatible with.
Yeah.
She's a psychotic bitch who kills his brother, who's a dog. And then when he cries, she's like trying to turn him in.
Uh-huh.
So then...
Well, because you remember at the beginning, that woman was described
heartless.
As heartless and no
so
feelings.
So he turns, he knocks her out and then turns her into an animal. And then he runs and he joins up with the loners who the hotel people are hunting.
Yes, who are in the middle of the
And
woods.
They have really strict rules too. Now at the hotel, there's strict rules. You can't masturbate.
Yeah.
You can't.
You could only do stuff that you're supposed to do alone, unless
you have a couple.
Unless you're with
now,
the couple.
In the loners, they can masturbate, but they can't have sex, they can't flirt, they can't kiss.
Yeah, they have to
you
do stuff alone.
You gotta be alone. Even the dancing has to be alone. That's why you only listen to techno music.
That's one of my favorite parts.
Like, okay.
You have to dance alone.
But then he meets a girl and he falls in love with her and she's narrating the whole film.
Yeah,
she's the narrator. And so they fall in love and they come up with sign language so that they can talk and flirt without anyone finding out.
Yeah.
And then,
but when they go visit the city, they have to pretend together.
Yes.
They have to pretend.
And
so
the leader who just hates relationships. Because
even when you go to the city, you can't be alone. You have to.
Well, because it's against the law to be single. The police were investigating people who were alone.
Yeah. So literally, like, this is what the world is coming to. The cops are going to now start giving you tickets if you are lying about being married.
The leader
of the loners.
Tricks the girl into thinking that she's going to get LASIK to get better vision.
Yeah.
And then blinds her. So then.
Well, because they found her notebook.
Yeah, they found her notebook. So the cops.
How she knew it was hers.
Well, because, I mean. Okay, so the leader's parents live in the city. So she pretends to have a boyfriend, and then she brings this other couple. And she goes there all the time to visit because she can't leave her life behind. And one time when her parents were playing music, Colin Farrell and his lady love just started making out. I'm about to have sex on the damn couch in front of everybody.
That's what happens when you're isolated.
It was insane. So that's what tipped them all off. But this was, he blinded the lady.
Yeah, well, no, her finding the spiral.
Yes, and so to punish her, they blinded her. And so then Colin Farrell knocked out the leader, tied her up, put her in the grave that she made him. Because if you're the loner, you have to dig your own grave.
Yeah.
And then if you die, if you're dying, you have to crawl your way to the grave because no one will carry your body.
Yeah, no one's going to take you.
And then he takes the blind lady, who's Lady Love. They go off to the city. And it literally ends with him about to stab himself in the eye so that he could be blind with her. Because for some reason in this movie, you have to have a compatibility with the people. Like, there's one girl's a nosebleed, so this guy pretends to have nosebleeds to marry her.
It makes sense.
His ex-wife had a limp. Why do you have to be that compatible with somebody?
That's how you make mates. You find it based on compatibility.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, but how well does that work?
The loner leader literally takes her man, goes into the hotel, and then doesn't kill anyone, but breaks up relationships. Yeah. Just sabotages relationships.
Well, because they're the loners. And also, if they did all escape from that hotel, wouldn't you want to get revenge on that hotel?
Yeah, I guess
so. So it's kind of like, they're not really going to just sabotage, but they're going to get revenge.
No, I like the movie. It's a great, interesting premise. And it was interesting.
Yeah, it was really good.
It kind of gave me
And now let me ask you something. What animal would you be?
Okay, that was the question of how was it coming. I'd be a hawk.
Hawk?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
I'd want the vision. Or a turtle. The long lifespan seems nice too. But I'd probably pick the good vision and being able to fly, be free.
Fly and be free.
You pick a snail?
I totally pick a snail. I die within 2 days.
You're a flea. You're dead in 3 seconds.
Yeah. No, I would definitely choose a lion.
A lion?
Yeah.
Now, this movie made me think of a lot of other movies.
Yeah.
It made me think of Logan's Run. Okay. A little bit. It gave me a very Logan's Run-esque vibe.
Okay, because they're escape
well,
and
because
running.
Well, because society has certain rules, and then they just escape and try to live outside the rules.
Okay.
It made me think of Dark Material. That's a TV show. You should watch it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But in that show, every human has an animal companion that only they can talk to. And then, I don't know, because the animal thing
the
and
animals,
his dog
yeah.
made me think of that. But then it also made me think of an episode of Sliders.
Everything goes back to Sliders.
Life would just be better if more people watch Sliders. But there's an episode of Sliders where people ascend to the next world. They get teleported there. And so they go into a machine that teleports
Isn't that what
them.
Happens on Logan's Run?
More or less, yes. Kind of.
They get ascended, yeah.
They ascend too. But then Logan's Run, you could be reborn. This one, teleporting device.
Teleporting.
To go to the new world. Star Trek did something very similar, too. And in all these instances, it turns out it's a lie, and they just kill you. This whole movie, I'm like, do they really turn them into animals?
Or all you see is animals.
You see animals everywhere, too, but do they really turn them into animals, or do they just kill them?
Oh, no, I think they kill them.
You think they kill them? You don't think they turn them into animals?
No.
I don't think so either. I think
but why did
them.
They have all these camel and
to,
all these
to
dogs?
To trick people into thinking
that they're animals. Well, how did he get his brother?
They just gave him a dog.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they turn people into animals. How the fuck do you turn someone into an animal? That doesn't even fucking make sense.
It's not scientifically able.
I liked the movie. It was good. It was interesting. But the way everybody talked drove me up the fucking wall. I'm short-sighted. Are you short-sighted? Like, everybody just talked like the most awkward, socially inept people I've ever met in my entire fucking life. I could not handle it. It was giving me anxiety.
You're my best friend. You hung out with John more. No, but I like you more. You're really, my best friend.
It really
friend.
Felt like people were reading the script for the first time and didn't know their lines.
To be fair, though, this director, I don't know if you remember The Favorite.
It was so stilted.
I think that's because Colin Farrell's...
It was everybody. It was definitely intentional. Doing it like that was definitely intentional.
Well, because it goes...
I just don't understand why.
Because this is a dysfunctional society.
No, I mean, that goes without saying.
So, obviously, they're going to talk like...
Like they're all socially inept.
Oh, but I always liked you better. You are the one person...
Do you sleep on the right side or the left side? I sleep on the left.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I sleep on the right.
I killed your brother. I kicked him repeatedly until he died. Oh, okay. I am going to brush my teeth.
Well, that's because she didn't have any feelings. So for her, it went fine. But, like, if we raised our arm, we wanted to fuck.
No. If we raise our arm, I love you. If we make a fist and put it behind our back,
we want to fuck. If we blink our eyes... We want to talk. Like, it's just like, okay.
My favorite is, if we turn our head to the right, it means I love you more than anything in the world. If we turn to the left, it means we
Watch
are in
out.
Grave danger. Yeah. At the beginning, we had to be very careful. Just like, why would you make those two sides so similar? You're short-sighted? I am also short-sighted. And then he beats the shit out of another guy because he thinks he might be short-sighted.
Because he don't want them to be compatible with his woman.
Do you think he blinded himself?
I do. Then again, it'd be really hard for both of them to be blind.
Well, every day, they showed the little montage every day of him coming and asking her and trying to find anything else they had in common.
Yeah.
They had nothing else in common.
Because he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to blind himself.
Would you?
I mean, obviously no, but he went through all this. He might as well have something compatible with her now.
Oh, my dear God.
You might as well. You can't. You left the hotel. You left
the
woods.
They are the dark-haired couple. The obvious thing is they both have dark hair.
And they're both attractive.
Yes, they're both attractive, dark-haired people. That's your compatibility.
No, you
what
can't.
The fuck
it has to be. It has to be based off of personality and likes.
Because the girl with the good hair who became a pony was like, I have good hair. You might not have good hair. Just because your dad is bald does not mean you are safe.
Well, because that's what she was making it about. She was making it about that she has to find someone with good hair. That's why her animal was a pony. One guy was so focused on the limp and his leg, and then finally he just chose to do the nosebleed thing because he couldn't find anything else. But it's all about, like, you have to have something in common. Not just on the outside, oh, we're both white, oh, we're both brunette. Like, nah, it's about, oh, you have good hair, I have good hair. Oh, you have a limp, I have a limp. You have a disability, I have a disability. Like, stuff like that.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know, but it's the way society works. Especially this one.
Would you end up with somebody or would you end up an animal?
I definitely think I would be a loner for a little bit.
I mean...
Because I could not make it in the hotel.
What the fucking hotel?
Actually, well, because I was like, the hotel's better because you have a bed and you don't have to be outside. But then being a loner is better because you get to dance by yourself and you get to masturbate.
Oh, and every day at the hotel, the maid would come in.
Oh, that's so cute.
Grind on his dick and then leave because they're not allowed to masturbate. So she would just get him worked up.
No. She would have to make him ejaculate. Right?
No.
Yeah, that's
she
what
said,
she said. She
no,
said
no, because
finished.
He said, just a little bit more. Her job was to get him hard. and then leave. She just wanted to give him an erection and then leave.
Oh, he got an erection fast.
Yes. Not so she came. Didn't wasn't letting him finish. And that's why she said this will help you socialize more because he's going to be horny.
Yeah.
Because she's getting his engine revving and then walking out.
It makes sense.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up, but it makes sense.
The one dude masturbated.
Because you're so desperate.
And he put his hand in a toaster.
Yeah. Because you're so desperate, though.
I'm just like, what the fuck movie am I watching?
I knew you would think that. Did I tell you that?
Look, I liked it. I did like it. But what the fuck movie is this? I couldn't get past the way they talked. The way they talked gave me a migraine. I was like, why are they talking?
God. They have accents.
No, it wasn't the accents. I'm fine with that. The accents that she... It was... Do you like berries? Blueberries? Blackberries? Do you talk like a robot? Yes. We have that in common. Like, they all just spoke.
It was just Colin Farrell who was talking.
All of them. She
didn't. Oh my God. The leader didn't.
Yes. The leader's the only one who talks.
The leader and the hotel manager.
No, the hotel manager talks tilted too. They all talk tilted.
No.
Actually, it really felt like they just looked like the GPS robot and then fed it these lines.
Only ones who talked weird was the main.
Everybody.
Was the main character. Literally. Was the three guys.
Everybody.
Well, and the guy with the burnt hand, he really didn't talk like that either.
But he was trying. No.
He had a lisp.
He fucked up. He was trying to talk like that with a lisp and couldn't pull it off. But you could tell he was trying to do that. Everybody was trying to do that.
The guy with the limp was weird anyways.
They were all fucking weird, actually.
But the girl with the nosebleeds didn't talk like that.
Yes, she did!
She didn't.
Actually, I was paying attention because it was driving me insane. They all talk like that.
Well, I think it's because of society.
I am going to the store now.
Well, because they have to be so open with each other.
I would like to go with you to the store.
That's
why, thank you.
To be
I
open
would also
with
like
other.
For you to go with me to the store.
They have to be open and honest.
Shall
with each
we
other.
Go to the store now? Yes, I think we shall go to the store. Like, who talks? Why?
To be fair, that's very proper, and I wish we talked like that sometimes.
It's like, let me just give everything I have to say in one sentence.
Yes, that's what I
no
think.
No subtext.
No.
No, just...
No, because it's a society where you don't bullshit around.
Oh, well, but remember...
You don't beat around
remember,
the bush.
Remember when crazy bitch who killed the brother found out he was lying, she's like, well, you get to be punished, and punishment is to turn you into the animal no one wants to be. I want to know what that animal is.
Yeah.
It's probably that snail like you want to be.
You think?
I'm shocked you're not being a cat.
Well, a lion is a cat.
Yeah, well, it's a feline. It's a big cat. But it's not a cat.
It's a big cat.
Oh my God.
It's probably the biggest cat.
I saw this thing that was showing Noah's Ark, and it was showing all the animals going up, and it had two male lions going up, and it was like, well, I hope no one hopes the lions reproduce on this trip.
It was two lions going up?
It was two male lions.
Oh, and
because they drew them both with manes. You know, the female lions don't have the manes.
They don't have the hairy manes. John? Oh, God. Lions can be gay.
I wanted them to kill the man. The whole point of Noah's Ark was to reproduce the animals.
Then why did they make them both men?
I don't know who drew that picture. It was in a coloring book.
Because they wanted to be gay.
It was an episode of Simpsons.
Simpsons predicts everything.
Where Ned Flanders started Noah's Ark, but he didn't want any hanky-panky on the Ark.
Oh.
So it took two men of every animal. No, but I liked it. It was just the talking weirded me out.
I thought it suited you well.
Why?
I think I figured you would have gotten a lot out of it because you're single. You don't put yourself out there. You would probably stay in the hotel and hate it. I just, I don't know. I figured you would get a lot out of it. I figured you would see yourself in Colin Farrell. Then you would fall in love unexpectedly.
You know what? I'm watching Chuck, and I see myself in Chuck. Chuck is me.
You didn't see yourself in Colin Farrell?
Not at all.
I did. Especially that scene where she grinded him on his dick, and then he was like, please, come back. I saw that issue.
If anything, I'm going to do it with the lip. We find the most attractive girl here and then be like, hey, I don't want to be an animal. Do you want to be an animal?
Do you like breaststroke?
Let's immediately have a 8-year-old daughter, 9-year-old daughter.
I don't understand why they, see, that's what I'm saying. The society was weird because they kicked the little girl. And he was like, I don't, the last thing I want is to be kissed by a silly little girl.
Well, he kicked the little girl. That wasn't a society thing. He was proving to his psychotic date at the time that he had no feelings. She was heartless, so he was trying to be heartless.
Okay. Because I thought this was a society
I do love when the little girl's like, here's a knife, mother.
Mommy, kill him. That's insane. This is a society
and
thing.
And I do love that children will help stop the arguments.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
All right, so what was your favorite part?
Here's the knife, mommy. Kill it.
This is the very end.
Nah, I like when they fell in love before she got blinded.
Oh, okay. When they would look at each other.
And... yeah, I thought that was sweet.
If I raise my arm and put it in a fist and put it behind my back, that means I want to fuck. And I want to fuck in the ass.
On the poor girl who liked biscuits, who wanted Colin Farrell so bad, and then tried to kill herself and failed.
She would have been great with his friend.
She would have.
With his friend, not the limp guy, but the burnt hand guy.
Yeah.
They should have did something together.
Weird fucking shit. But no, I see myself as Chuck more. You should watch Chuck.
It's not a weird show. It's a movie. It's a weird movie.
Actually, it's disturbing. It's really disturbing. It's like a less interesting Logan's Run.
I mean, look, you chose it. You said it sounded
crazy.
I
chose it. You chose it. This is your pick.
Well, but I gave you three options.
No one told you to do that.
So, all right. But next time, we'll choose one of my other ones.
All right.
Because obviously this one's a little downer.
No, look. I like this one. I liked it. It's an interesting premise. It was well acted. The way they talked really creeped me out.
I actually loved that. That was actually my favorite thing about
this. Gave me nightmares.
Is that the fact that they're just so blunt. They don't add extra.
I don't like that.
I just wish we all talked
like
that.
I like the art of language. And there was no art to that language.
Yeah, but I think it's a reflection on how this society is when you could only be in a couple. And you could only be homosexual or heterosexual. Yeah, you can't be bi.
No bi. But what I did love was the when the hotel was showing people why couples are better. And they would have like man eats alone, and then the man's eating, and then he chokes and dies. Man eats with woman, and then he's eating, chokes, and then he's
the woman
choking, and the woman gives him the Heimlich. And there's like a woman walking alone. She walks, and a guy just comes up and rapes her.
Fucks her.
And she's like, help. And then it's like, a woman walks with man. And then they just keep walking around the way rapist in circles.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Just like, what the fuck?
To be fair, but that's true, though. If a woman is walking alone, she's more likely to get raped
than if she's walking with the man. They went to the hotel manager's room, and they tie her up, and then they give the husband the gun, and they're like, basically, he's like, I love her with all my heart. On a scale of 1 to 15. A 14. Well, that's quite a lot. Like, why not just say 15?
Because he didn't want to go all the way. That would have been too, on the nose.
Well, who would survive alone better? Me. I would survive alone better.
I like to be alone.
I'm in the hotel room by myself for hours every day, and I like it. It relaxes me. It calms me. And then they give him a gun and, like, kill her. And then he aims it at her, and he fires it, and nothing happens. And then they're like, okay, we're leaving.
I mean, I think it's also to show the little head mistress that...
Do you think their relationship survived?
I mean, you kind of have to. You kind of have to.
Yeah, how do you break up with anybody?
You can't. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say is, this is actually a really good fucking movie. It just goes to show that when you are single, people don't respect you. Than when you are in a relationship. You seem to be better. You seem to, people want you around. They want married couples. They want couples. They don't want singles. They want couples. And that's what this movie's all about. That's why I love it. That's why I love it.
I want to be in a couple. I don't want to be single and pathetic. And
yeah, exactly. And this right here is why you want to be in a couple. because you don't want to be a loner. It's basically showing what society thinks.
No, because I want a girlfriend who I can have sex with in front of my friend's parents for some reason.
Those weren't his friends.
The leader was their quote-unquote friend, and that was her parents.
They weren't friends.
They were pretending to be her friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said quote-unquote friend.
Okay, quote-unquote. But they were actually co-workers. Co-workers are never your friends.
No, they were subordinates.
Yeah, but quote-unquote co-workers.
No. They were subordinates. She was in charge.
She was in charge, yes. But they all worked in the same place.
Technically, none of them worked, actually. They were homeless.
Yeah, which is why I'm just like, why do all this hubbub? Why go out into the woods and
because she wanted to pretend that she was successful for her parents.
Then why don't you just go be successful?
Didn't want to be in a relationship. She was bitter.
So she wanted to be a loner. Yeah. Well, that's why she died. By the hand of dogs. My favorite part, obviously.
Grinding on the dick and not getting
grinding
off.
On the dick.
Of course it was. You perv.
It was the best part of the movie.
I really liked when he tried to break up the lip guy's relationship. Just came in.
The lip guy. The nose guy.
Told him everything. And then the wife slapped him and the lip guy threw him out.
And then he's like, and that's probably not even blood on his shirt. It's probably pineapple or prune juice. Tomato sauce or some kind of juice.
And he volunteered for that mission.
Yeah, he wanted to go and tell them that. Well, because remember, that was the first girl he asked to dance.
Yes.
That was the first girl. So he kind of had his eye on her since the beginning.
Yeah.
So they should have been together. And I think they would have been great together.
Yeah.
But guy fucking had to talk about breaststroke in the pool.
See, I would find my perfect mate at the hotel just by going like, do you not want to turn... Do you not wish to turn into animal? Neither do I.
Let's be mates.
We want to stay human. That is our compatibility.
Yeah, but once you get married, you heard the manager. She said they monitor their relationship.
No, they monitor the relationship up until they get married.
No, even when they get married.
No, it's 2 weeks in the couple room. And then 2 weeks in the yacht. And yes. Then after the yacht, they go back to the city.
But they're still fucking monitored.
Oh, yeah. The police are investigating people in the city.
Yeah. They're still being monitored nonstop, no matter what. That's what I'm saying. Society basically wants you to be with somebody all the time.
It's fucking crazy.
Even when you lose your wife, you got to go.
Yeah, my wife died 6 days ago. Now I'm at this shitty hotel.
Yeah. It's just like, what the hell? Like, why do you have to be with somebody already so fast?
This movie's depressing.
Yeah, kind of is. But hey, it was a twist. It was a twist.
You went from CB4 to Lobster.
Look, I wanted to give you a comedy. I wanted to stick with my comedy streak. But because you brought in a drama, I had to go drama. I had to go that way because you didn't let me keep my comedy streak. You didn't let me. But to be fair, this is a little mindfuck movie. This is one of those movies that you're just like, what the fuck?
I mean, I think I said it like 10 times when we were
watching. And that's why I chose it.
What the fuck am I watching? Not so much like I was confused, but more like, why is this a thing?
Well, I was confused my first time watching it.
No, but I did like it. I love the premise. I love the execution. The stilted talking just made my skin crawl. But
I think that added a lot to it. I think that
and then
made
the ending just...
Well, the ending, yeah. Okay, I get that. But
he did.
But you like poetic endings like that.
I do. And you know he stabbed his eyes out.
You like open to interpretation endings.
You know he stabbed his eyes out. Because you see him thinking about it. He's holding the knife to his eye, tempting
it.
He
puts it in his mouth.
And then he puts the rag in his mouth so it wouldn't scream. Then he pulls the knife away. And you're like, is he going to do it? Is he not? And then it cuts to her sitting there by herself for a while. And then instead of cutting back to him, the screen just cuts to black. And it's black for a while. Before the credits come on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because when you're blind, you don't see anything.
You don't see anything.
So it's he cut his eyes out. He's a fucking idiot. She's going to leave him.
No, she's not. Yeah, they're compatible more than ever now.
No, because there was blind. Another guy who was also blinded by his boss. And they're much more compatible.
No. Nah, but it leaves it up to interpretation, too, because most people wouldn't think about that. But
well, you thought he was blinded, too, that he did it, too.
Well, yeah, but not because of the blackness. Oh. I just thought of it because I was like, well, yeah, that's what I want to think.
Well, I just thought that
because he went over there to the fucking restroom. Yeah. Don't go to the restroom for nothing with a steak knife. You better come back with blood on you.
I do love the fact that he asked for a steak knife and a fork, but he had no food, and the guy just brought it to him and didn't ask questions. Here's a steak knife and a fork.
To be fair, I used to work at a restaurant, Dom. When people ask for things, you just do it.
He had no food!
Well, because you think he's gonna eat food. But when people ask for things, you do it. You do. But what else was I going to tell you? Oh, no. So what I liked also is because it had the same actors that The Favorite had.
Okay.
The queen was the manager.
Yeah.
His love interest was the queen's, you know, right hand. Obviously, Colin Farrell wasn't in it. But I'm sure a lot of the other people.
Okay. Now it's all making sense. I was confusing The Favorite with... what was the other one? Mary, Queen of Scots or whatever?
How? She had red hair.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't remember her in that movie. But The Favorite, now I remember. Now it's, the Favorite was the queen
the who crazy was queen.
Insane. Yeah, okay, now it all makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm picturing the movie correctly. Now
same guy. Yeah, same guy.
Now everything makes so much more sense.
Yeah, okay, but this is what I was going to bring. You remember on The Favorite, I don't know if you, what do y'all got in there? Oh, it's Cecily's keychain. Yeah, now, if you remember The Favorite, I don't know if you remember if it's the opening scene or the end credit scene with all the bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
All the bunnies. Now, were the bunnies fucking or were they just...
I can't remember, but now when I think of a whole bunch of bunnies, my mind goes to us. Us, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, because we literally saw Us right after we saw The Favorite. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these movies do the bunnies.
Yeah, bunnies are everywhere. Man. I mean, this movie. And rabbits. This movie, the way he courted her originally was by bringing her rabbits.
That no, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I really liked is that in both love, of this guy's movies.
I do
movies,
love when the other guy brings a rabbit. He goes, "You don't need to accept rabbits from anybody else."
Well, because he was making it known, like, I'm your man, bitch.
I don't want you indebted to any of these others.
I'm your man. But no, but that's what I really liked is that this guy incorporated rabbits in both of his films. Obviously, he has more films. I haven't seen all his films, but these are the most...
We should go down a rabbit hole.
These are the most... Yeah, I mean, yeah. These are the most...
popular.
Close, yeah. They're close to... Plus, they're close to...
Came out around the same time?
Yeah, close to the same time. I'm looking like Harper. I can't inch my back. That bothered me. That bothered me most.
Is what? Because, in the
because he couldn't put that damn ointment in the middle of his fucking back. And then whenever she did, she put it on the side. And I'm like, he couldn't reach that. It was in the middle.
There's really nowhere on your back you can't reach.
Yeah, but when you're rubbing it, like you have
to... Wait, that's because you can't go from the top. Go from the bottom.
You can't rub that well.
With your thumb, you can.
No. And with your thumb, the front of your thumb, not the inside of your thumb, you weirdo.
So.
Yeah.
You can cut this part out if you want. But that's the girl who literally said, I forgot what the conversation was. You're like, I could have rubbed the back of my hand on his dick tonight, but he didn't want to. It's like, the back of your hand?
Nah, that's because you were saying something. Nah, explain it right. That's
I can't remember the whole thing.
Exactly, because I was like...
I just remember you're like...
Because you were like, oh, you know that dick, and I was like, yeah, like the... Nah,
oh yeah. And you're like, I know it like the back of my head, and then something like the back of my hand, and then you were like, he could have had the back of my hand on his dick, and I'm like, what?
I don't know, John. It doesn't even make sense anymore.
No, it's not the way he spit it out.
It doesn't make sense anymore. You stupid. You ruined it.
It makes sense when you said it.
Yeah, but at least we had background information. I don't have nothing to go off of. You're just saying something random. And I don't remember why I said it or what we were talking about or what it even had to do with. So, no, that's wrong.
had to do with someone didn't want to hang out with you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was like about...
He didn't want to hang out. He didn't want to pick you up.
And I know that dick.
Yeah, like the back of your hand. Like
the back of your hand.
And then I was like, oh. And I was like, okay, I'm sure you didn't. And then you were like, and I could have rubbed my back up. And you're
no,
like,
no. No. That, I said...
You said something about rubbing the back of your hand no, on a dick. No. Or he could have hit the back of my hand on a dick.
No, you said...
You said it. That's what made fun of you. Because no. I was like, what the fuck?
No. Who rubs it? No, like, you didn't say
it.
Said it.
You said it.
No.
You said you could have rubbed it with the back of your hand.
I said it, but I didn't say it like that. You're the one who brought up the hand, and I'm the one who brought up the dick. You're the one who put the hand and the dick together.
You did.
I did
you
not.
You did. You were trying to imply that you would have grabbed his dick, but you said you would have done it with the back of your hand.
No.
Ain't no sense. You're like, I'm just going to rub the back of my hand on his dick. That's
no,
what you said.
No, see, you don't remember anything. Neither do I. But it did not go down like that. I don't know how. I know it didn't go down like that.
Because I thought it was weird.
But you know how I am. Whenever you say something, then I'm like, oh, yeah, your mom. That's what it was.
No,
it was you like, saying
you,
something.
You were being stupid. And yeah. Then I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You said something, and I said something about that that didn't make any sense, yes, but I'm not the one who put it all together. You're the one who... Just shut up, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Back of your head.
Yeah, I'm gonna rub his dick with the back of my. First of all, you can rub the back of your hand up against.
What
the dick.
Do you do that?
Same reason why people rub a dick with their toes, John. I don't know.
It's fucking weird too.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would like. What do toes do that your hands can't? Like
people on their fucking weird ass fetishes.
Yeah. No, but the rabbits is why I really liked it because he had a lot of rabbits. In the favorite, and then when I watched this, obviously this came out before the favorite, but I watched the favorite first, and then I watched this, and I like how he incorporated rabbits in it.
Yeah,
you know, rabbits were a huge part. And like I said, he kept the same actors, the same two main chicks. Well, she wasn't the main chick in this, but still, so you can tell he has his actors like Joss Whedon. He has his peeps.
Yeah,
he reuses.
Listen to a Rob Zombie interview right now, and he says the same thing. Oh, I like my stable of actors.
Yeah, like you, it's good to have your people.
No, but I like this movie. Actually, I'll definitely watch it again.
You're gonna watch it again?
Not right anytime soon, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch it again.
Why?
Because it was interesting.
Yeah, it was. All right, guys. Well, I hope you watch The Lobster. I hope you like it more than John.
I liked it. No, that's not fair. I liked it. It just weirded me out. The way they spoke weirded me. More than the premise, the way they spoke weirded me out.
Hey, well, I want you to go home and watch The Parasite and then tell me which one's better.
I don't have time for that. I'm watching Chuck right now. Chuck is so amazing. Yes, you definitely
No, it's
Chuck.
A movie.
I know, but I'm really in the middle of Chuck, and that's like...
Yeah, but you could take a break from a show to watch a movie.
I take a break from Chuck. Chuck is so good,
actually. To watch a movie?
Actually, this show.
And it's not even that long of a movie. No, John, I just want to get your opinion on it.
All right, fine. I will watch
it. But I want to know which one you like better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, next pick is mine, and it will not be as stilted as The Lobster.
And then it's mine again.
And that will be as stilted as The Lobster?
No, it won't. Nah, I'm going back to comedies. Obviously. Obviously, you don't appreciate my drama picks.
Look, this was just... I can't get past the way they spoke.
I know, John, but the fucking idea of it...
The idea of it is brilliant.
The fact that it kind of goes even deeper than that. With the being titled The Lobster, just the whole...
I really thought he was going to get turned into a lobster and that's how it ends. I really thought the ending of it was going to be him as a lobster.
That's what I'm saying. The lobster has nothing to do with the movie.
No, it does. It was his pig.
Yeah, but it's his pig. But you think this movie is about something else. You think it's about a guy with hands.
Yeah.
Lobster hands or something.
Yeah, I thought it was Edward Scissorhands.
No. You thought it was a guy with hands like this that chomped. But that's what I'm saying. That was a good movie.
I'm Jonathan. God.
And I'm Ash.
Give us legends.